Welcome to Juice. I'm Emily Harmon.
And I'm Gwen Douglas. Today's episode is convenience wines.
Wines when you're in a bit of a pinch, when it's late night and that independent wine shop is closed and you don't know what to do, but you need another drink.
And suddenly there's another party to go to. Maybe you don't have a whole lot of money with you because you've spent it all on dinner or whatever else. So, convenience wines.
We set ourselves challenges this week where we had a €15 budget each and we were allowed to purchase two bottles. We've had a look at the selection and I actually think it makes sense that Gwen... I think it makes sense if you go first. What do you reckon?
Okay, yeah. So I actually went a tiny bit over budget, but I think Emily went a tiny bit under budget. So in total, it worked out. I had to barter a little bit with the guy at the shop.
So in Germany, there is a lot of... I mean, wines bought at convenient times or inconvenient times...
It's big here.
Yeah, it's huge, isn't it? I mean, everybody... I mean, it's almost... Actually, the 7-Eleven equivalent is called a spätie.
Spätkauf. Late buying.
Late shopping. Yeah. And here, people go and they buy their wines or beers or spirits or whatever it is, really, at these places that are 24/7.
Yeah. Some of them have fantastic selections and some of them... Yeah, well...
Most of them have terrible selections. She's totally lying.
There are some. I think if you live in a particularly nice neighbourhood... I live in the black hole of a district called Kreuzberg. I actually have, like, no convenience stores next to me that are that convenient. So I had to walk about 10 minutes to find the closest one. But... And I have spent €17. I bought two bottles of wine.
Oh, you went €2 over. 17 exactly, or...?
It was about... Yeah, it was $8.99 each. So... Yeah.
Yes. $16.98.
Yeah. So I'm curious to see what each of our sort of attack on this was, because I chose German because I figured it had come the least amount of distance and that there'd be less money spent on import tax and more money spent on the product in the bottle, but I could be totally off on that.
Wow, I mean, you put a lot more thought into it than I did. We've swapped places.
But I was really the selection was really frightening because, of course, when you're suddenly like face to face with a huge wall of wine that you've never seen in your life, I didn't know any of these producers. So it's kind of a crapshoot as to where to go.
And such terrible packaging, it's almost eye-watering.
Awful. So actually, one of the things I hoped they had and they didn't have was my normal go-to at the supermarket or at a späti or at a late-night store or the gas station is usually Freshnet. I usually go for a cava because I always think it's like... pretty straightforward, good value for money. Mm. Everyone likes a bit of fizz. They didn't have it. So I bought a fizz. Luther und Wegner from Gendarmenmarkt. So it's actually like the namesake of a wine bar on Gendarmenmarkt.
Yeah, I mean, they've just put their own label on it, I guess.
Totally.
But is there a different... Does it say the name of the...
It's a Sekt Trocken. So it's some sort of bubble. Maybe I'll get you to
look. Yeah, I was going to say, can I have a look at the back of the label? So on the back here, it says Luttner & Wegner Gendarmenmarkt, which is actually about a 15-minute walk from Gwen's house where we're sitting right now. It doesn't... here it says Vertrieb der Henkel & Co. It just says on there.
So do you think it's just Henkel Trocken in a different outfit? Oh, no! I've inadvertently probably got Henkel Trocken and I'm going to be stuck with this.
And they put a slightly fancier label on it so you feel better about it.
And it's got the Berlin Bear on it. So the convenience store that I went to is actually right in the heart of the very touristy, close to Gendarmenmarkt.
And I think that little bit there, which looks as a skyline, is the concert house,
yeah.
No?
Totally.
Which is opposite where this wine... It's a wine bar.
Yeah,
that's there.
It is a wine bar.
Okay, so they've got their own... That's odd that there's their own label Zekt.
So I went for it because I thought, they're a wine bar. They're not going to put their own label on something
stuff
horrible. But I could be wrong.
Or maybe it's stuff they shipped off. Like, they couldn't shift themselves, so they just sold it at a cheap price to the Spady to move
through
the stock.
This was the one that actually normally goes for $14.99. But because it was on the wrong shelf, I convinced... the guy, and the guy nicely enough let me have it for $8.99 because it was in...
Yeah, he totally has not priced that wine correctly. No one just knocks off 50% for fun.
He was just like, oh, I told you $8.99, so I guess I have to go for $8.99. And I was like, please, I only have 15 and I'm already going over budget. So he was very kind. So let's pop...
Okay, let's start with that.
Let's start with that one.
Okay. Yeah, it's interesting because I personally, even though the selection's awful, I love the late night visit to the Spatey because, mainly because they all, most of them have little tables and chairs. Yeah, it's like, you can tell by the closure, it's like a plastic cork. So what I love is the little tables and chairs that are outside the shop. So you can go there and you can drink at 4 or 5 in the morning. You don't even have to drink on the street. You don't have to go home. You can drink at the Spatey for next to nothing 24/7 if you want to.
It's weird because this cork doesn't bend. So it's...
But it's out. That's good.
It's out. It just...
The first part, and a convenient a convenient closure for...
Recapping if you've got multiple stops on your journey.
I mean, in the glass it looks very innocent, but we know from the bottle already what we're entering into.
All right, well, cheers. Actually, it's not as terrible.
I mean, it's interesting. It'd be interesting digging a bit deeper about this wine, because I'm pretty certain this will be that sort of zect where the grapes are coming from all over the place.
Yeah, totally.
So whilst you might have bought local... Maybe you haven't.
Probably.
Quite different to the Zex that appeared on our Zect episode. But I would say not completely offensive.
That's a bit innocuous, actually. It's not really... It's a little bit sweet.
You can tell it's made from Riesling. It's aromatic.
It's that petrol-y kind of...
Yeah. Blossom, floral. It's on the sweets, a little bit on the sweet side.
The sweet side.
Which maybe, you know, after you've been on the booze, you've been out, you've had some cocktails, you've popped in. Because what are you doing when you're going to the Spatey?
It's at the end of the night, come on, it's not.
It's the end of the night, or maybe you're going back to somebody's house.
I actually think that I could probably late night drink this happily. If you've had a whole bunch of bottles, I mean, you're not hitting the convenience store at the beginning of the night when you want something delicious. But this isn't horrible, to be honest. It's not fantastic, but it's not the worst I've had.
I would agree with you on the point that there's definitely worse sparklings out there.
But, I mean, the bubble is barely there.
Yeah, it's like Frizzante almost.
Yeah, exactly.
I think, yeah, it's a lightly sparkling, quite sweet. I mean, it says Trocken, but it's definitely not.
Yeah, it's that
certainly
trust
not.
Issues coming up again.
Yeah.
Trocken issues. All right, well, I mean, it's not a complete failure.
For anybody shopping late night, not just in Germany, also in the UK, obviously, my corner shop go-to wine in the UK is always a bottle of Tio Pepe.
Hmm.
Because it's never very expensive. You can usually get one under a tenner.
Okay.
And sometimes being aged that little bit longer on the shelf because it probably hasn't been bought for 2 years makes it a little bit more complex and interesting. The same thing, you buy a bottle of Bollinger from the corner shop,
yeah,
it's been there for like 4 or 5 years. It's much more interesting than the new release. Ruinart as well improves vastly by being in bottle for longer.
That would be an amazing paper to be like, let's have a look at some of these wines that have been languishing in.
Imagine
like,
if you could
licenses.
Date them. We're carbon dating the bottles. Imagine. In your corner shop. Step aside.
It could be hilarious.
Yeah.
But actually, you know, they did have a lot of this like Bollinger,
yeah.
I mean, Moet always at these corner shops.
And they're not always, I don't think they're always,
they're
the champagnes
well
are not always
priced.
The best. Yeah,
no.
That's why I always recommend sherry, because sherry's never overpriced.
Yeah.
A lot of the time people don't know what to do with it. You know, I mean, when I say people, I mean the person running the shop that's sort of like that thing of, oh, it's, I'm just going to put it next to the spirits
totally.
Then it gets left there and I have
totally.
It because I need it. So I always buy sherry as my go-to. Like if you've got, or if it's early night, you can't find a decent wine shop around, you're at the corner shop and you just need to nip in to take something for dinner. Bottle of sherry, great.
Yeah, that's actually a good idea.
Maybe not Bristol's Cream, but...
Yeah. But I do also see that a lot of my friends in the UK, there's a Rioja that comes in a yellow label that's...
Campo Viejo.
That's the one. Very popular from Tesco's.
Yes.
Yeah, because it's actually also... Pretty easy drinking people. Yeah, a lot of my friends really like that one for an easy, quick pop into the Tesco's Express and grab a bottle on the way if you don't want to buy anything too expensive.
I feel like I've just tasted this wine again for the second time, back to the Zect.
I think it works.
If there wasn't so much sugar in there, I mean, it's borderline insipid. It's like...
It's quite sweet.
And bitter.
But
all that sugar's hiding the bitterness.
I
feel like after a glass I'd be like wanting to puke.
But I do have to say that I feel like if it was 3 in the morning and you'd had dinner at 8, you might need that little sugar boost. Probably not the worst thing in the middle of the night to have a little bit of excess sugar.
I mean, what's the difference maybe between this and a glass
True.
Of Coca-Cola?
Probably not.
Caffeine.
Caffeine, exactly. Can we get this with caffeine, please?
Yeah.
Imagine like the Red Bull
of
sex.
I'll have an espresso on the side.
Oh my god. So, I mean, I think I would definitely, if I was pie-eyed, I'd drink this at 3 in the morning I wouldn't be horrified by it, but it's definitely not something I'm going to go back for. But did we expect that we would go back for any of these?
I don't know. I'm hoping to be surprised. I mean, it'll be interesting to see what comes up tops. So, if you don't mind, I'm going to ditch this.
Yeah, I've got a water glass. The second bottle is also a hideous label. More hideous than the first. The company is called Layoff.
It looks a bit 80s almost, doesn't it?
It does, actually. Hmm. It does. I mean, they probably haven't changed the label since. But maybe 94.
Okay,
yeah. In 1994. Yeah.
Was Spice Girls at 94 or a bit later?
Frosted Tips. Yeah. Frosted Tips.
Take that.
So, it's from the Falz. It's a Qualitätswein.
Qualitätswein,
thank you. Mm. It's trocken, it's a Grauburgunder, so it's a Pinot Grigio, Pinot Gris.
Yeah.
And I picked it because I always think that Pinot Gris is inoffensive and quite neutral. So I thought I would pick something neutral that didn't come from so far and hope for the best.
I can see the logic of it's late at night, we just want to carry on drinking, we're drinking, get drunk, let's just do it in the easiest, most inoffensive way possible. And I think Grauburgunder is actually, where Gwen did her shopping a little bit before, so I found out her choices. So I would have chosen a Grauburgunder actually, because I think even at the base level,
they're all right.
Well, it's an all right, easy rounder. I mean, compared to Pinot Grigio, a little bit more body usually, but I mean, let's have a taste.
So the other one I would have picked...
Screw cap, very convenient.
Yeah. The other thing I would have picked would have been a Suave.
Suave,
yeah. Because for me, also inoffensive, white, easy drinking would have been my other choice, but I thought it came from further, so. Sounds
very good.
It's not terribly cold either, which is also potentially what would happen late at night.
Yeah, and often because sometimes it's not all in the fridge
either. None of this was in the fridge. All of this was at the counter.
A little bit of that sort of singed hair note there.
Yeah, totally. But there's also some...
Appetizing.
Mmm, just like an apple rolled in burnt hair.
I remember the time I was eating an apple rolled in burnt hair. Oh, what a joyful time that was.
I mean, it could be worse. I think if it was a bit colder, it might smell a bit different.
Well, I think if it was colder, it would definitely...
mask some of that a bit.
Well, yeah, as the wine is colder, we get less and less aroma out of it. So I think, you know, if you do have an option with any of these little cheapies, get them as cold as possible, because...
You know what it's also giving me? Shampoo in a dollar store, Poundland. It's the shampoo aisle. Like, it's floral, but it's also really, like, synthetic smelling.
Tesco's own.
Hmm. All right, well, maybe it tastes better. Let's have a try.
Maybe at Lidl's, because it's fallen off the shelf, because everything's so poorly stacked there.
That was a spit from Emily.
I'm glad the saucepan spittoon is next to me.
You know what's really hilarious? Is it's giving me that, like, Welch's grape juice, like, crazy, in-the-cheek acidity, sort of like...
At least, I mean, there's not heaps of acidity.
It's lingering, whatever is happening.
I think this has been acidified.
Yes, I...
So I definitely think with wines like this, I mean, obviously we're only speculating because we cannot know for sure, because this is our first introduction to this producer.
Well, I'm happy you got the sparkling, because if I bought both of these, this would have to definitely be like at 6 a.m. when there's literally nothing left and you're like, fuck it, open that one. Because it's not...
I mean, this is the dry option though, for those that maybe would get tired of the fizzy option. There's more texture there. It's obviously made from quite ripe grapes. You can tell by this fruity, waxy thing. It's very, very simple. But there's not much going on. There's a bitterness there.
Yeah, and there's a lingering like lemon acidity.
Yeah, the acidity's very, very hard.
Yes,
and
it's like
disjointed.
Lemon juice.
You get this richness and then boop, this very, very hard acidity.
It's not pleasant.
It's like someone cuddling you and then spanking you too hard with a ruler. In an unappetizing way. Someone you don't want to be spanked by.
She's gone in for a second go.
I had to swallow it just once, but I really didn't want to. But I'm trying to find good things to say.
I'm just going to be honest, I really don't like this one.
It's really boring. And it's not pleasurable.
No. The first one, actually, I would happily drink.
Hmm. Would you?
I mean, maybe not happily. Contentedly drink. At the end of the night, I'd be fine with this. I'd be surprised that it wasn't like this. Because this is actually what
I... It almost tastes a little bit like onion. Smell it again. Know what I mean?
It's like cutting,
that sulfuriness, the sulfide-y thing when you're cutting onions.
Yeah, cutting board.
Yeah. Onion vapor gases coming off the onions. Ugh.
That's not a good one. I mean, and the guy told me that it's a bestseller. $8.99 for that. I shouldn't have paid $8.99 for that. That's like a $4.99 wine.
I mean, it's so sweet, him saying it's a bestseller. I'm wondering what his worst seller is.
I know. I mean, it was just on a shelf that someone my height could reach, so potentially that's why
convenience. Yeah. The closest one to the counter.
Yeah, because there were a lot of shelves and I'm not very tall and I had to put my glasses on to be able to like read the labels because of course they're in a really busy area. So yeah, that's not a winner.
I'm picturing you as like a toddler looking up at the top shelf going, what's on the top shelf,
it's like sir? Rugrats. Yeah. Like you could pickle onions in this. Like you could like just put some
I mean, eggs I think there could be some pickled onions in this.
But you'd like toss a couple eggs in there and like a couple of days you'd have some.
I mean, this is an example of a factory made wine. Totally. And maybe that's cutting it down a little bit too much, but this is an industrial wine.
Totally.
It's been manipulated. It's probably made with cultivated yeast that are trying to give it that very lemony, apple-y flavour. It's definitely been acidified. I'll take it back if the winery tells me otherwise, but I'm very certain that this wine has been heavily manipulated. And to be honest, not for the better good either.
No. No. I'd be curious to see what this would taste like without all the... But I mean, who knows where all this Carbogondo came from.
Exactly.
So hopefully what you've brought is better than what I did.
So I did the opposite because I knew we had a 2-bottle limit and I knew I had 15 euros and I took a completely different approach.
Right.
So I know that you were quite smart and probably more sensitive in your approach by thinking about drinking local. It was much, much more thoughtful. Whereas I was like, okay, what would I drink? Because the only time I would go to a late night shop, yeah, I was very limited, but I decided to only go to the one place, so I had to deal with the selection in front of
me. That's what I did, just pick one place and then...
So thinking in the same way, and unfortunately couldn't find the sherry that I would usually look for, I had a few other options, so it was a very limited choice, but I did the best in what I could, and I thought I have up to 15 euros, and how am I going to get the maximum experience out of that 15 euros? So mine came to 8.50.
You.
Mainly because you'll see why with my choices. But I was tossing up with my second option. First off, I thought maybe an Italian white wine for the same reason that you were thinking about the Graubünden or something that's quite neutral, easy, and Italy is sort of my go-to for that. If ever I go to a restaurant, if I'm going to drink cheap, I tend to go Italian. Mm-hmm. I decided that I would go for a red wine because I thought actually at the end of the night, soft, fruity, easy drinking red wine might be better than going for
really
something that
choice.
Could potentially be off dry or too acidic on the belly after a lot of drinking.
Thinking, just that little bit of that wine already makes me think like, God, I would hate myself.
So the wine that I've got is quite cute because I chose it based
quite
on...
sweet.
Yeah, with a little owl in blue and silver and white. And it's Pinot Nox 2017 from Penedès in Spain. And there's a little story on the back which lured me into it.
Packaging
which
is
says Nox from Latin, night, unsurprisingly, is the Pinod tribute to their workers who participate in the nighttime grape harvest. So I thought, that's somebody who cares because they're picking at night when the grapes are cool. That was like a little thing that sort of tipped me off on this one. And it says preservating, so obviously grammar's not their strong point. Preservating the flavour potential of our
hashtag
grapes.
Hashtag preservating.
And it says, it is also an attraction for the owls, whose number is decreasing. Together with the World Nature Foundation,
we are
actively working to bring them back and protect them in their vineyards. By buying this wine, you contribute to a worthy cause. So when I saw this, I thought, oh, I'm helping the world. They care about the grapes.
I'm going to mention right now that Emily lives in a fancier neighbourhood than I do.
I still spent less money.
Yes.
And I walked a minute from my house. I do live in a fancy neighbourhood. But the final thing is obviously the fact that it's a screw cap. Because there's nothing worse late at night if you cannot get into the bottle. Or, you know, I've been scrambling around sometimes at late night with a screwdriver.
A hammer and a shoe. You've got, like, whatever you can.
I mean, my friend can open a bottle with a shoelace, which I've actually tried to attempt. And I've managed to do it.
Actually, doesn't even smell that terrible.
So, cheers to our little owl.
Cheers. By the nose, it's not that terrible.
And this is Merlot, Cabernet Sauvignon, and Tempranillo. And, you know, cheers to the World Nature Foundation and the little owls that we're helping be careful.
One sip at a time. So,
it was funny when I bought this, though, the guy, the Turkish guy who was talking at me in German in a very short... Oh, guten Abend, Schatzi. I can't even do it now. I sound very German. I can't do the Turkish accent. But he's like, good evening, love, or whatever. And he was FaceTiming his sister in Turkey, which he then
put the screen over to me, and I was awkwardly sort of waving at her. I've met this guy like 3 times. Like, we don't know each other well. And then I was having to FaceTime his sister.
I love it. That's what I love about people that work in convenience stores. They're actually, like, really nice people. They have to deal with probably the worst of the worst. And they still, like, keep... Like, my guy today, letting me have the wine for almost half price. Like,
I mean, I don't know if you were given it half price or you were given it at the price.
He showed me the other one with the sticker on it.
So, quite pleasant, this wine,
it's
on the nose.
It smells really quite
raspberries,
nice.
Raspberries, blackberries... You're getting the Cabernet Merlot fruit coming through.
There's a little, like...
slightly herbal quality.
But it is giving me a little bit of candy fruit.
Violets, a little bit, Parma violets.
Yeah, it's like just everything in there.
So already, a little bit more complex.
I'm already
not bad.
Excited about
he
this.
Did tell me, he said, session. Very, very nice. Very, very nice. He said, I have more cheaper options for you. He said, no, I want this.
I think it smells nicer than it tastes, but it tastes really easy.
So this was €7.50.
I mean...
Or €7. No, it's €7. I won't buy something for 5. What I was thinking was, how can I spend as little money as possible and get something all right? So usually when I go to, like, Pizza Express, everybody says to me...
Sorry.
What?
She's like, you know, when I'm just hanging out at Pizza Express, trying to imagine you standing at a Pizza Express.
Well, occasionally I go in because I'm forced to by other people... And I go in for dinner and then they're like, oh, you know, usually when I'm visiting my hometown in Surrey. So go into Pizza Express and then I'm there with someone and they're like, oh, well, you could choose the wine. There is no choice. There is no choice. There are just 5 different wines that
you
all
may
taste...
as well, like, eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Yeah. Yeah,
they all taste
food.
A little bit similar, yeah. And they're all different prices.
It just tastes like wine.
So I always choose the cheapest wine possible because I'm like, if I'm going to spend 20 quid or 30 quid, I'm going to save the tenner because it's all going to be the same experience for me. So
that's a top tip. There we go.
Yeah. And usually I would apply this to the convenience store thing. But not only for the lovely story on the back and the little owl label and the fact that this is potentially helping some owls in the forest somewhere, not just for that. I also thought Spanish red wine.
Yes.
And I looked at the grapes and it said Tempranillo, Cabernet and Merlot. So I thought those sort of grapes, a little bit warmer climate, round, fruity, easy. Not too dry, not too tannic. Yeah. Probably isn't oaky. This isn't oaky.
Not.
And a bit of an easy, smooth drinker.
I actually think this would be very easy late night after.
Good. You've been out for dinner, you've been out for cocktails, something to just sort of start winding things down,
it's
maybe.
It's not giving me that, like, acid stomach. It's not too... Yeah.
I think your Zect is more like continue on partying.
Yeah, this is more like wind down.
Yeah, or if you've been on a date, there's nothing at home, I've got to offer them a drink.
Actually, it not having a long finish is probably a positive at the end of the night. Because you're not, like, having to deal with something complex. You're just having a drink. It tastes fine on the way down.
It's nice. It's not too ripe.
Yeah.
13% alcohol, not too heavy.
I think you did really well. I think that's the winner.
I'm actually shocked how good it is, to be honest.
Me too.
I thought it was going to be awful.
I'm going to, like, put the screw cap back on. Who knows how the night goes? Maybe we end up drinking this. Look what I have here hidden behind the fridge. That's more than likely.
So that was my first choice. And then my other choice was, because we said bottles.
She went off-road.
I went off-road. And I was very close to bringing the little gin and tonics in a can because I thought that's a very good go-to option.
Too.
But then I was like, it's not a bottle and it's two alternatives. So I went for a bottle of beer. So I got the classic Späti drink.
The Berliner.
The Berliner Pilsner, which has also has the Berlin Bear. So we've matched each other there, which is carrying a little bear carrying a 3 beer glasses on the front. If in doubt, if it's all looking really shocking, which...
Just get a beer.
I was actually thinking, should I bring wine at all? This is awful. Thank God I saw that owl. And then I just thought, I'm going to be realistic. This is exactly what I would imagine if me and you walked into a late night shop after being out on the booze. You would try and choose whatever was the best option possible and probably spend like €80 or something.
Yeah, totally.
And I would be in the corner just packing up cases of beer for us to drink. So I've noticed you haven't even taken a sip.
No,
from
I haven't
beer.
Because I was waiting.
I've had a sip.
All right, I just thought we were in
light. We don't need to analyse this beer. I mean, we're drinking the equivalent of what? Stella? Maybe not Stella,
but
Cronenberg, maybe?
Maybe.
Bex, I don't know, somewhere between
maybe
the two.
Bex, I think something Bexy.
Also, maybe if you're like a little bit too boozed, slow the train down.
Stop at the station for a bit.
Chips. No one wants to derail.
Get some crisps, get some chips.
The options are endless.
But maybe not always the best options.
It's not always the best options. It can be a bit of a lucky dip.
But does it matter? Because actually, in the end, you bring these drinks to wherever you're going. You're having a good time with your mates. Oftentimes, the pleasure of drinking is added to by who you're with. So does it really matter that it was not that great?
Yeah, I think this is a company over quality conversation.
Absolutely.
Isn't it? That's the point.
Yeah, that's the point of all of this, is that actually maybe there are probably some gems hidden. I would love to hear what your Späti convenience store, gas station, whatever go-tos are.
And you can see some pictures of the places we purchased the wines from. The outside shot of my Späthaus.
And the inside insanity of mine.
Yeah. Please stay in touch with us. You can find us on Instagram
at juice.podcast and on Twitter,
juice_podcast.
And you can also find us at our website at juice.show.
See you next week.
See you next week. Cheers, Emily.
Cheers.